For Muhammad's followers, leaving the place of their ancestors, their families and tribes was the ultimate test of devotion. In doing so, they began a new community, a new tribe. For the first time, they were bound together not by blood, but by faith. In the course of a single caravan journey, Islam marks its true beginnings. Their journey is known as the Hijra. 622 in the Christian calendar marks the Muslim year one. Muhammad's goal among the people of Yathrib was the same as his larger mission, to bring unity and peace with his message.
He was asked to be a Solomonic figure, to mediate tensions between tribes that seemed intractable.
As his work succeeded, the town would become known as the City of the Prophet, Medina.
Muhammad's great task in Medina was to try and bring together these various groups and to try and forge a community of believers in a way that would bring people together in a sort of harmony.
To the divided clans of Medina, Muhammad offered a vision of solidarity. But even as he spread the word of Islam, he didn't challenge the beliefs of other faiths.
Islam sees itself in relationship to the earlier revealed religions of Judaism and Christianity and treats them as people of the book. It believes that God had revealed himself, his word, to mankind many times, to Moses, to Jesus, for example, but each time people went astray.
Throughout the Quran, we have a sense of the humanity of Muhammad, his humbleness as a person, and the extraordinary challenge of the mission he was given by this divine revelation.
As the Muslim community grew in Medina, a life of simple devotion and ritual developed. A freed Abyssinian slave named Bilal was the first to call believers to prayer at Muhammad's house.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
It was the first mosque.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah!
The call to prayer has within it the first Islamic pillar, which is the affirmation of God's unity. La ilaha illallah, that beautiful phrase which many Muslims chant over and over in their mind or vocally to constantly remind themselves of the unity of God and the unity of what we should focus on in our life.